So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we get this beautiful gospel, this account of the resurrection in this Easter season of the road to Emmaus. And there is, I want to primarily focus on the gospel. There's a whole bunch that that a homily could go, a whole lot of places that a homily could go with this. But this gospel is important because it really speaks to our life. And so to kind of understand what's going on, we have to understand a little bit of the context. We find that there are two disciples of Christ who are leaving the city of Jerusalem and kind of going on with life, with normal life, you know. And we know that they're going on with normal life because they're talking about what has been happening and they're debating with each other. They're saying, well, the resurrection. The women had come to them and said that that they had saw Christ, but they don't believe it. And so they're having this discussion, this argument, as they're walking, as they're going on with normal life. And the most amazing part of this gospel of the road to Emmaus is that it's exactly when the apostles are going on back to their normal lives or just doing what they would normally do that Christ appears to them. And he reminds them of a very important thing. He reminds them that their life has been changed and that they have to live their life as if it has been changed. In other words, that's just a kind of the summary aspect of what when Jesus encounters the apostles on the road to Emmaus, because he begins to open scripture to them. And by that, he begins to go through the Old Testament and show how Christ is the fulfillment of that, trying to get them to believe and see that Christ is really the Christ. In other words, he's trying to tell them, your life has changed, and you better get used to it. And this is a very important lesson for us, because, my dear brothers and sisters, I don't think we realize that our life has been changed. Do you realize that your life has been changed? I don't know. Because sometimes we don't live that way. You know, Easter, the resurrection happened 2 weeks, now it's 2 weeks, this is the second week since Easter. Has life continued as normal? Well, you're all looking at me going, well, what the heck, Father? I mean, it's not like I can stop working. I mean, it's not like I can stop going to the supermarket or getting gas at the gas station. I mean, what the heck are you asking, Father? You make no sense, Father. You ask stupid questions. But I'm not asking a stupid question. I'm trying to get us to realize a reality. Because the thing is, we go back to life as if life is normal, and life is not normal. We have experienced the resurrection. We have experienced the being freed from our sins. And the question is, do we live our life that way? If I encounter you on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday during the week, am I going to encounter a Christian who has had a life-changing event? If I called you this week on Wednesday at 4 p.m, what would I find? Maybe I'll call one of you this week. maybe surprise call this week. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to surprise call someone in the church. If you hear my voice, now we'll be paying a little more attention because now maybe Father will call me. But would I encounter someone who has had a life-changing event happen to them? Because when Christ finds the disciples walking around along the road, they're just going on with life. And that is a danger for us too. The danger, and it's not just has the resurrection changed our life, but my dear brothers and sisters, all of our life, there is nothing normal about the life of a Christian. We are marked for heaven. And we should live our lives as if we are marked for eternal life. Because our life is a pilgrimage. This is, as we all know, this is a temporary, we're here for a small amount of time. This is temporary passage here on earth. This is why it's always, this summer we're going to be taking the kids to the young adults to World Youth Day, and this is why we go on pilgrimage, because it's a way to remind us in a short time of the longer time of the journey that we are on, the journey towards heaven, and that's something that each of us have to remember, because it's so easy in this journey of our life, it's so easy to get distracted by the things of this world. It's so easy to forget that the most important part of our life is that we are called to follow Christ. And I think all of you understand what I mean. Life is so easy in trying to distract us because we're so busy and we're so much being bombarded by so many things. And it's easy for us to lose sight of the most important thing, which is our journey towards heaven. In other words, we can journey on this earth. We can do the things of this earth. But my dear brothers and sisters, those things should not impede our relationship with God. Because those things are not the journey. Our journey is God. Our journey is heaven. Nor should we allow our children to be distracted by the many things of life, which is another, because we fall into... I say this many times, and all of you look at me like I'm crazy, but, and I am certifiable, but, I mean, if I look at your Google Calendar, I think, how can anybody really humanly keep up? Because we feel like we have to go and go and go and do and do and do and do and do. We have the kids involved in 600 things. No, 600. That's I'm minimalizing. It's 1,000. Oh, but Father, they like it. I'm not saying not to do it. I'm just saying, do those things distract not only the children, but you as a family? Do those impede you from doing the most important thing that you can do for your family, which is give them God? The moment that baseball, soccer, football, flag football, running, flag running, baton carrying, the moment that those things impede our relationship with God, and the moment that we let them impede our relationship with God, we are telling the world those things are more important than God. And it doesn't have to be that. I'm sure all of us, because some of us will say, well, I don't have some young children. I'm sure we all have something. We all have something. And my dear brothers and sisters, if life is a journey towards the resurrection, then Christ comes today in our journey, and he says, stop. And as soon as Christ says stop, as soon as we come to the breaking of the bread in the road to Emmaus, that is where they recognize Jesus. And what happens? They don't continue with their life as normal, do they? Why? Because their life is not normal. What do? They turn around and they go back. And they recount to the disciples that they had encountered Jesus. In other words, you cannot go out of this church and go back to the way your life was. Well, you can. But that's not what God wants from you or for me. So my dear brothers and sisters, today as we come to this Eucharist, as we are walking in our daily journey of life today, Christ will make himself present in the breaking of the bread. And that we may have the eyes to see Christ and to realize that our life is meant for God and not for the things of this world. Let us stand and profess our faith.